Blog Talk Radio.
T-Wash, we got another episode of Sports Chat with T-Wash. Today, we're going to get off into the Elite Eight NCAA tournament. The Elite Eight is almost set. Four more games being played tonight. So what I want to do today, you know, of course, you know, my show, I throw out some topics for you guys to discuss. You know, we all can discuss them, but I'll also give you guys the option to throw out topics you may want to talk about as it pertains to sports. So, you know, we had that open mic. You know what I mean? We had an open type of show where we could discuss sports. It doesn't matter what the topic is, you know, but I present you guys with topics every show. But you guys are free to chime in with your opinions and what your sports topics you may want to discuss. But like I said, we're going to be discussing the Elite Eight tonight. I want to talk about the miracle team Loyola Ramblers in Chicago and the run that they've been on. I mean, it's been crazy. I mean, these dudes have literally hit three game-winning shots to make it to the Elite Eight. You know, so I want to discuss them and what you guys think about them. What's your opinion? Who do you believe is going to win the Final Four? Who you believe is going to make it to the Final Four? All that good stuff. I also want to talk about the NBA playoffs as the starting to heat up. Everybody's starting to get in position. You know, we're starting to get ready to see, you know, who the seeds are going to be. I mean, it's a logjam in the East, so we still got a few weeks to go to ultimately decide who's going to make the playoffs and who's going to be playing who. But I already have, if the playoffs were to start today, I already have the current matchups, and we'll discuss those. Major League Baseball is also returning, so if you want to talk about a little baseball, you could do that. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Cub fans out there. What you think about the Cubs? Do you think they're strong enough to make it back to the World Series and get you guys another World Series ring? I don't know. But I see I have an early caller, so let's see who this is. What's going on? This Sports Chat with T-Wash. Who's calling?
How do you do, sir? First-time caller, but I've heard about the show. Lou's the name. Sports Talk is the game.
All right. How you doing, Lou?
All right. Now that you've mentioned it, bringing it up about the Cubs trying to make it back, what do you think your chances are without their star pitcher, Arrieta? Now he's going over to the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, doesn't that kind of hurt them a bit?
Yeah, I do think it. I believe it hurts them a bit. But, you know, they still have that good team in place. And they still have a pretty decent pitcher staff. I don't think the loss of Arrieta is going to completely, you know, like, ruin them. I mean, I believe he should have stayed with the Cubs because what is he going to do in Philly besides take the money?
Nothing.
I mean, the Phillies aren't going anywhere. So I kind of wish he would have stayed with the Cubs. It would have made it a lot interesting, even though my National League team is the Atlanta Braves, and we need a serious come up. I know. It's been ugly.
I have two words to say about that. My condolences.
But it's been ugly. What's that?
My condolences.
Yeah. My American League team is the White Sox, so I'm kind of like a budding, you know, rival of the Cubs, but it was good to see them win that World Series a couple of years back. But truthfully, I think the Astros may win again, man. I mean, I didn't see many changes from their team.
Yeah, especially with their newest addition to the pitching staff, that could, you know, that could be a cause for a repeat title, which is not easy to do though in this day and age. So we got to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, the Dodgers, they were such a disappointment because I expected them to at least push the Astros you know, yeah. let alone win. I had them win in the World Series last year. And the Astros just, I mean, they just dusted them.
As great as a series that was, it was so hard to believe that the seventh game was a letdown.
Yeah, yeah, especially when they had home field.
Well, you know what? That could also be, you know, it can go either way, a good thing or it could be a curse because you got the crowd on your side, everybody's at home, but yet at the same time, you feel so much tension, so much pressure that it's easy to choke at home too. So don't think because, oh, we're home, we're a shoo-in to win. Yeah, not so fast, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So who what team do you root for as far as major leagues?
Can I plead the fifth on that one? All right, Yankees.
Oh, man. Okay. I mean, hey.
On the grounds
of
incriminate me.
Oh, no, I'm not going to incriminate you. I mean, hey. We all have our teams, you know, we root for. You know, look,
yes.
I'm not going to, you know, most people will say that you're probably a bandwagon jumper because they always win. I hear the same thing because, hey, I'm a New England Patriot fan. So I've heard, you know, I've jumped on the – yeah, I am. I've heard that I've jumped on the bandwagon, and that's not true. I've been a Patriot fan since 1993 when they were losing with Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe was my man, so that's the reason why I became a Patriot fan. So I'm quick to let them know, hey, I'm a 25-plus year fan. And I go back to when they were losing. I didn't just jump on when Brady got there.
93, huh?
Yep. Drew Bledsoe's my guy, man. Washington State. I liked him, and I kind of followed him to the league. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. I'm that old.
Hey, age is good, man.
Yeah. I've probably been a Yankee fan since before I could talk.
Okay. So you go back to the Mickey Mantle days, huh?
No, Mantle retired in 69. I was only an idea at that time.
Oh, okay.
I was
well,
being,
Reggie
I
Jackson
was supposed to be
Reggie Jackson years.
Jackson, yeah.
Reggie Jackson,
Jackson
years.
Pinella,
okay.
Chambliss.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Martin was still the manager. Bucky Dent.
Yeah.
I can name the whole 70 Atlanta probably.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey
yeah,
Rivers.
What was the deal with Steinbrenner?
That was my team.
Yeah. What was the deal with Steinbrenner and Billy Martin, man? Why they had such a horrible relationship where he would fire him and then hire him and fire him and hire him?
Yeah, I never understood that. I mean, I was young then, you know, so I didn't get, you know, the grasp of the political strife that, you know, happened because that was, you know, I was still in my younger years. And
mm-hmm.
I thought really they were just joking around, but no, he really meant it. I mean, not for nothing, but Steinbrenner was a mean SOB.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I mean,
it seemed like it, you know.
I've been to Yankee Stadium a couple times. Thankfully, I did not run into the guy. I mean, because I'd be like, oh, boy.
Well, hey, man, at least you could say
once.
You've been to. Oh, no, man. I feel bad for you.
Before.
Still, he was you-know-what before he became president, so it really
yeah,
don't make much of a difference.
How you doing? You're fired. LA.
Well, hey, man,
like
at least
it.
You can
like
say.
You're fired anyway.
Yeah. Well, at least you can say that you've been to the old Yankee Stadium. I'm pretty sure you've been to
the
new Yankee Stadium.
The
I would love to do that, man.
I've been to the old one, yes.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do that, man. Whenever I make it to New York, I'm going to try to go. You know, I haven't been to too many baseball stadiums. I'm in Indiana. I've been to Old Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta. I've been to the old Chicago White Sox Stadium, the old Comiskey Park, because you know, I grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to Milwaukee's Brewers Stadium. I've been to Cincinnati Reds Great American Ballpark. I've been to the St. Louis Cardinals Stadium. And still to this day, that's the most beautiful stadium I've ever been in. Was Busch Stadium.
I've been to Anaheim Stadium for the Angels.
Oh, okay. See, I've never even been to the West Coast.
Ah.
The furthest
okay.
West I've been is Vegas.
That's West Coast.
Yeah, I consider the West Coast California. California.
Well, it's still West.
Washington. Yeah. Yeah, it's
I mean,
still
Vegas
West, but
still
it's not
west.
The West Coast. Yeah, it is, but it's not West Coast. West Coast, I consider on the Pacific.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
To each his own, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't change the time where you are either in your state.
What's that?
Or do you? Do you change the time on your state or no? I thought Indiana doesn't do that.
Not in Indianapolis. They do in some portions of the state, but not in Indianapolis. We don't change
not
time.
Not Indianapolis.
Nope. We're on your guys' time. We're on New York time.
Well, I live in the burbs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's 6:40 here.
It's 6:40 here as well in Jersey.
Oh, yeah. We're on Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, because I heard that Indiana was not one of the states that bothers with the time change, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, some cities do change their time. Like you have some cities in the upper part of the state near Chicago. They're on Central Time.
Right.
But us, we're in the center of the state. We're on Eastern Time.
Well,
I don't know how that works,
just to be
but
sure,
that's how it is.
You know, just be sure when I call back, I don't want to get confused.
Oh, no. I always let everybody know that, you know, I do this show 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Central Time, it would be 5:30. West,
and in and Japan,
California,
7:30
that would be like 3:30.
So anyway.
So what do you think about this tournament, man?
Well, this has been a very unpredictable year, if I ever heard one. I mean,
I think it's wide open.
Who would thought a 16 seed being number one? However, we have to look on the other hand that this was not your average only 16 seed team. I mean, they went 26-10 all through the year. You don't see a 16 seed get that, so maybe they were underrated anyway.
Yeah, but we never seen this happen. Nobody ever thought that this would happen. But eventually, you know, it was due to happen. And Virginia, they lost one of their key players. They lost their best defender off the bench, and that killed them.
Well, there you go.
And the Terriers just drove it to the basket at will. I mean, they couldn't be stopped. Virginia's defense couldn't man up, and they wiped the floor with them. I mean, I expected a 16 seed to win by a buzzer shot, not a 20-point blowout.
That I think was the most surprising of all. Not only did they win, but they, beat the living hell out of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the shock factor of it. Like I said, you would expect a 16 to win by a buzzer beater, not
right.
A domination, a 20-point blowout, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But, you know, sometimes when you lose your best player, that can make all the difference in the game anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you could clearly see that losing Hunter off of that bench. I mean, he was the sixth man of the ACC.
Yeah.
And when you lose somebody like that, it's going to affect you. And you could clearly see the difference, man. They just couldn't.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they didn't have no rim protector. They didn't have no good perimeter defender. And it's crazy because Virginia is known for defense. I mean, look, Clemson is in the Elite Eight right now. Clemson has a game tonight, you know, against Kansas. And Virginia held them to 36 points. Yeah, I know. You know, Virginia held them to 36 points when they played this season for the game. For the game, they held them to 36 points. And Clemson is in the Elite Eight right now. So that tells you, you know, the loss of that kid – really killed them, man. I think it killed their spirits, and it killed them on the basketball court. I mean, you could see it.
Yeah.
I mean, the team that I'm rooting for, though, man, that I've been shocked about, and, you know, I want to talk about them, is Loyola. Loyola from Chicago. I mean, these kids, three straight games, three basically buzzer-beater shots to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to do what George Mason did back in 2000, what was it, 2001, when George Mason beat UConn to go to the Final Four? I could see them winning, man. I could see them beating K-State tomorrow. I think they could do it.
So
I'm rooting for them. That's the team I'm rooting for, man. I'm rooting for them to beat K-State and get to the Final Four, man. Keep the story going. I mean, this is a wide-open dance. We've already seen a number one go down to the 16th. who's to say an 11 can't win the national championship?
It'd be a first.
Yes. That 16 beating the 1 was a first, and we never thought it would happen. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe this tournament and this year is just so wacky, something like that can happen.
Yeah, it's wacky, all right. But a capital W.
Oh, yeah. So who's your NBA team, man, if you don't mind me asking? Is it the Nets,
well,
the Knicks?
I wish I could say that my NBA team was doing better this year, but they're not. It's the Knicks.
Oh, man. Hey, the loss of KP killed y'all, man. I truly believe if KP wouldn't have got hurt, they would be at least in that last playoff spot.
Yeah. Well, you know, injuries, you know, have killed this team for the last couple of years now. And Porzingis, you know, he just can't stay healthy. That's the whole problem.
Yeah. Well, think about it. He's one of these new age big men. He shoots shots. You know what I mean? He plays more like a wing than a big man. And, you know, think about it. He's so big, and he's trying to handle the ball and break people down off the dribble. He's trying to play like a guard. And then he's so frail, he needs to get a little more muscle on him, man. And I believe that's why he's so fragile, because he's small.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have to agree with you. And
what do you think about Carmelo?
Trades ready, and Carmelo was a dumpster fire.
So you was happy with him leaving?
Yes, I was happy when Jackson got the axe too. And I thought
Jackson screwed up the team.
I thought it was going to be, you know, to solve our problems. Wrong.
Yeah, he's better off being the coach than he is a GM, man. Yeah, he completely screwed the Knicks all up. And it's messed up because he got all his money, too. He got all his money. James Dolan gave him all that money for nothing.
Shoot him. Shoot him, please. He's a terrible owner.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't get rid of him.
No, we can't.
You kind of stuck with him. You know who I believe that you guys should bring in, though, in the offseason?
Me?
I always hear Stephen A. Smith say it, and I believe it, too, because it makes sense. Why not fire Jeff Hornacek and bring in Mark Jackson, man?
Mark Jackson?
He's a New York native.
Night.
He played for the Knicks. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
I believe he'll get them boys in the right direction. Why not bring him in?
Why not? I was going to say, why don't you bring in Stephen A. Smith, but okay.
No, man, not Stephen A. Smith, no. Mark Jackson.
You're right.
It's Mark Jackson. No, Stephen A. Smith, man, he's a blowhard.
That's true. Hey, it could be worse.
I don't
Skip
think
Bayless
you want him as
blue.
Your coach. Oh, no, you definitely don't want Skip.
No. No, I can't stand that guy. Ugh. But Jackson, I think, is the way to go. He has the experience. He's been with the team. You know, and he's had some, you know, success as a Knicks, so that'd be a good move right then and there. They were saying that last night.
Hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it makes sense. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
But we have to see what James Dolan going to do. It's his decision.
With his mind, I don't think I want to know.
You know, it's another move that you guys – I believe you guys should have kept, man. I believe you guys should have kept Jeremy Lin. He shined there.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they should have kept him, man.
I mean, when he was there, as brief as it was, when he was there, I mean, he lit up the garden. It was like, you know, back when the Knicks were in the mid-90s, and they were
back when they had Starks, and that was a great team, man. They had Starks and Oakley and Ewing and Charles Smith and Mason. I mean, they had a squad, man. That was a good team. Derek Harper. Oh, yeah. To me, those years were the best years in the NBA. Truthfully, I really don't care for the NBA now. I more watch the NBA now when the playoffs begin. But before that, man, in the late 80s, mid-90s, I watched every basketball game that came on TV because the NBA was different.
So
it was tougher. NBA wasn't so sissified like it is now. You know, you got hard fouls if you tried to drive it to the basket. Hand checking was in place. Now it's easy for these guards to score and do all the stuff they're doing. And they'll call a technical foul or kick you out of the game for just shoving.
The referees are really, you know, they're really messing the game up, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Wholeheartedly.
And all these fouls that they're calling, that which they shouldn't be calling. I mean, come on. Learn the rules of the game, huh?
I know. I agree, man. But, you know, that's the game we have now. And that's why I said it's more sissified now. I have more of a love for the college game now than I do pro.
Always had love for the college game ever since I was young. Always had love for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's
now,
like those
kids. Heard, though, about this new thing with a new football league coming in next year.
What, Vince McMahon? Vince McMahon's football league?
No, it's another league that's going to come in before this.
No.
Yeah,
enlighten
the American
me.
Alliance Football League, or it's called. It's run by a guy named Charlie Ebersol, whose father Dick is associated with NBC Sports mostly, and he's going to come
the
new league that's going to be like a rival league to the new and unimproved the XFL.
I wonder how that's going to turn out.
Can you say failure, boys and girls? Sure, you can.
You
guys never
learn.
You cannot compete with the NFL.
No.
You see it time and time again how they try to, you know, try to duplicate the success of the NFL with spring football. It doesn't work. Well, like a
no, NFL is king.
Like a slogan, never had, never will.
I agree. NFL is king, man. I don't see anything competing with the NFL.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I never heard about this league.
It worked for a couple of years, but even that fizzled out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never heard of this. I know who Dick Ebersol is, though, but I never heard of this football league. And I know about
it's just
Vince
forming.
McMahon
it's just
trying
forming.
To XFL again.
And his son is running it.
Okay.
Yeah. All I can say is good luck, Charlie. You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out, man.
He's not using his father's money.
Yeah, who's supporting him? Who's backing him?
He has other sources that are going to help.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't think
backing,
that's going to work,
but
man.
It's not going to be from dear old dad.
Yeah, it's not going to work. If it's not going to beat out
Italian,
the Canadians.
We Italian-Americans have a saying about this when something comes like this, and we sell it for you in three words.
What's that?
Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Look, even the arena league was better back then, you know, back in the 90s when it was, you know, just starting to form. And now they're only going to have a team with a league with four teams. That's a league? Four teams?
Wow. Really?
Yeah. That's not a league.
Yeah, that's
much.
Not a league, man. That's like a rec. That's like a rec league or something.
It is.
Nobody's going to take that serious. You only have four teams. I don't see anyone taking that serious. They're not going to get any TV rights or anything like that. Not off of four teams.
Yeah, I didn't think not.
Yeah.
They did for a while. They had a TV deal. Which didn't go very well.
I mean, even the XFL had more than four teams.
yeah. But that league was a joke.
Well, they tried to sensationalize it and treat it like it was wrestling.
That's
yeah,
the
you
problem.
Know, you had to know that wasn't going to work.
That was
yeah,
the
that
problem.
Wasn't work. Yeah.
You
there's only so much wrestling
WWE.
People can take. Yeah. There's only so much wrestling a person could take, man.
instead of scoring trying to block a guy from behind, you would use a body slam.
Yeah, I mean, their rules just didn't make any sense.
Anyway.
You know, they set the ball in the middle of the field and both teams had to rush it to get it. You know,
yeah,
it just wasn't right. But, you know, the NFL did take some things from them, though. You know,
well,
the XFL was the first ones with that Skycam. You know, NFL kind of took that.
Cheap tactic.
Yeah.
Well, I got an idea what that sounds even worse. How about combining wrestling with baseball?
Oh, no, man.
Oh, yes.
No.
You know, you're trying to sign a home plate, and you body slam the guy, and, like, you know, we call it base brawl. Oof. Now it's going to pin him down, and they get the run. Oh, boy. This would be horrible.
Mm-mm.
This ain't your father's major league baseball. Oh.
So how do you feel about Giancarlo Stanton, man? You think he's going to put you guys over the top to make it
to the
series?
I say fork over the towel right now. Let's not even play the season. It's ours.
Really? How's the pitcher staff? How's CeCe going to look this year?
CeCe's going to look okay. The only one that worries me is Greg.
Mm-hmm. And how you think Aaron Judge is going to recover off of that shoulder surgery? Didn't he have shoulder surgery?
Judge, he's going to do fine. I don't believe that sophomore jinx stuff.
Yeah. You know what tends to happen, though?
They did something today with the Yankees that for Judge that, this is only experimental, but they had him lead off today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They want to see how he can do with the opposite batter. So he bats right-handed and the pitchers are left-handed. So they want to see how it works out with that.
Doesn't D.D. Gregorius lead off?
No, Gardner. Gardner.
Oh, Gardner. Okay. Brett Gardner. Okay.
Yeah. Gardner leads off. Most of the time.
Yeah.
But they said maybe this would be a more competitive balance, you know, with leading off, you know, with other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your game was an indication of that, because you lost today, maybe that's a good idea. But then again, it's only spring training.
It's spring league, man.
Nobody really cares.
Spring league. Yeah, it's spring league. It's okay. Even though it was your rivals, the Red Sox, but it's still spring baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, you know, right now it doesn't matter. You win, you lose. You're not playing for anything.
And what do you think, man? You think the Red Sox going to challenge you this year?
It's possible, but I also heard that maybe Baltimore might try to become a challenge too, except for my colleagues.
Did they trade Manny Machado, or did
they
keep him?
I don't think they did. I think Machado was off the trading block.
Yeah, they better keep him, man. See them. I mean, they got to have more than just my man that play in the outfield. I can't think of his doggone name. Oh, my goodness. He's good, though. Oh, I can't think of his name. But they got to have, you know, they got to keep Manny Machado, man. You can't trade him.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, without him, I don't think you got much.
Yeah,
I mean, they were fine till like Memorial Day last year and then just fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Royals are going to be like, because I like the Royals, man, but I think they lost too much.
Yeah, they did. And Osweiler is gonna sign with the Dolphins. 1 year.
Yeah, he's gonna back up. Well, we don't know if Tannehill gonna come back healthy yet.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. He came off with a serious injury.
So okay, so it sounds like, man, you a New York guy through and through. Giants or Jets?
Jets.
So you hate the Patriots, man.
With a passion.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was with the Jets when Rex Ryan was there. I don't really care anymore now, but when Rex was there, I hated the Jets' guts, man. I hated the Jets with a passion because Rex Ryan talk all that smack, man.
Right.
And don't really back it up when it matters most. I mean, the Jets, man, who I think you should get and who I want the Patriots to get, but I know it's not going to happen. Because I'm still pissed off that,
Name it.
Yeah, I would say I think the Jets should take Baker Mayfield. That's who I want the Patriots to get, but I know it's not going to happen.
I was thinking Barkley.
Barkley? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Barkley might be gone, man. I think Cleveland's going to take Barkley with that first pick.
Good luck with
and
that
if he
one.
Get by them, and if he get by them, the Giants are going to take him because they need a running back bad.
So do we.
Yeah, I know. So the Jets, well, the Jets made the draft. Well, I don't know, man. Okay, so let's say if he get by the Giants, then you saying the Jets going to take him.
Yeah, because we need a quarterback and a good running back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think he's going to get by them first two picks, man. Because think about it. Cleveland got the fourth pick. They're going to get one of these quarterbacks.
Yeah,
they can get
them
at four.
Help improve them?
Well, I think Saquon Barkley definitely will. And if you start Tyrod Taylor and the quarterback that they draft, you sit him down for a little while, I think Tyrod Taylor is good with a good running back. Like Saquon, especially if Saquon Barkley can come in and play good right off the back, like a Dalvin Cook from the Vikings who unfortunately got hurt. But before he got hurt, Dalvin Cook was on his way to Rookie of the Year. If he could come in and do that right off the back, then having Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, plus you got Josh Gordon at receiver, and they picked up Jarvis Landry. I mean, I'm not saying Cleveland's going to be world beaters, but I believe that that team is good enough to get at least a couple of wins, at least four wins, and their defense is not bad.
Right.
The Jets got to make offensive moves. Their defense isn't bad either. I mean, well, you guys might need corner. You need some help at corner. But and you guys lost Muhammad Wilkerson.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you guys probably need a pass rusher. I mean, you still got that guy at USC that they drafted a few years ago that was a pretty good pass rusher. Can't remember his name. You got the wild hair, though. I can't remember his name. I know. Yeah, you still got him. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, they need a quarterback, man. I would take Baker Mayfield. I'm not too keen on Josh Rosen. Actually,
no.
I'm not keen on none of those quarterbacks but Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback prospect in this draft. And like I said, I would love for the Patriots to be able to get him, but I know they're not because I'm still ticked off that Tom Brady went crying to Robert Kraft and made Belichick trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Like I said this all the time, dude. Oh, yeah. He's a wuss on that situation. I agree with you. And you know, and like I said, I'm a 25-plus year fan, but I've had a lot of Patriots fans, you know, say
I'm a
40-plus year. It's blasphemy. Says blasphemous for me to say that I wanted Tom Brady gone. But, hey, I wanted them. I agree with Belichick. Release Tom Brady this year. Start anew with Jimmy Garoppolo. I wanted another 15 years of success. If Brady get hurt this season, Patriots are done for the next 4 years. If he get knocked out, Patriots are done for the next 4 years, where they had Jimmy Garoppolo right there. Oh, yeah, I know. That'd be happy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that make your day. But I wanted them to keep Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
Because Jimmy Garoppolo would have had the AFC East on lock for the next 10 more years.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, why would you send him a team that had no potential?
Well, no, the 49ers, man. Jimmy's going to make them a star. Did you not see what Jimmy Garoppolo did for the 49ers the last six
weeks
of the
season? Yes, I did.
Undefeated, man. And
yeah,
Jacksonville,
was,
the best defense in
the
league,
season,
44
though.
Points. Huh?
It was too late in the season, though, by then.
Nah, man, it wasn't too late. Them boys played. And like I said, Jacksonville was playing meaningful games. And they whooped Jacksonville, what, 44 to like 13? And
yes.
Jacksonville had the best defense in the league. Well, one of the best. Other than Minnesota, Jacksonville was the second best defense in the league. And they put 44 on them. That's what I'm saying, man. Dude, Jimmy's going to be a star. I believe that. I believe the 49ers are on the come up. They just need to make
a
few moves.
Well, you know
what?
Let's see what happens, say, after the first quarter of the year is done. Then we'll see about that. Right now, I'm not convinced just yet.
Yeah. Now, are you just saying that because you hate the Patriots? And he's
no,
a former
no,
Patriot?
I just think that, you know, how's he going to stack up? You know, now he's going to play in for the full season. I mean, you know, he did fine to start with, but let's see what he can do after that. The old thing goes, what else you got?
Huh? Well, yeah, I can believe they traded Carlos Hyde. That's telling me they're gonna do something. They got to pick up a back. I believe they should have kept Carlos Hyde at the running back position. So I don't know what they're planning, but they have to take a running back in this draft now. But they said that this draft is filled with running backs.
Uh-huh.
So they should be able to find a decent running back. And also they're going to have to pick up another receiver because old boy from that used to play with Buffalo, Marquise Goodwin, he had like a career year when Jimmy Garoppolo got there. That was his main guy.
Sure.
So they pick up another receiver, get another running back, and their defense wouldn't have bad. I mean, the 49ers just need to make a few moves. I believe that the 49ers and the Rams are going to control the NFC West now. Seattle's done. You know, they in rebuild mode. And then Arizona, I mean, you pick up who they pick up their quarterback? They got a scrub at their quarterback that they picked up, man. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Arizona. So I don't expect Arizona or Seattle to be good. That division is going to be won by the Rams or by the Niners.
Yeah. All right. My time is up for now. I got some more rounds to make, but I will eventually call at some point.
All right, man. Hey, I do this show every Friday, 6:30, your time and my time. And I get off the air at 8, so feel free to call whenever, man. I appreciate the call.
Well, I could probably squeeze in the first 15 to 20 minutes.
All right. That's cool, man.
All right. Thank you. And
all
you
right.
Are,
call back, man. I am T-Wash. T-Wash.
All right.
Yep, that's the name of the four. Sports Chat with T-Wash, yeah. Man. You, like I said, feel free to call. I like how how we talked about a variety of things. Appreciate it. All right. That was a long conversation. Hey, guys, if you want to call in and chime on anything, you see we've got off into a variety of things. We talked about NBA. We talked about NFL. We talked about MLB. It doesn't matter. You don't just have to go on the topics that I'm throwing out. If you want to talk about, some sports topics that may be on your mind, then you can do that. Just call in. 1-347-855-8034. I also have another incentive that I just created. The top caller for the month, people who call in faithfully, can give some good points, talk about some good topics. Your top caller of the month, man, I give you something at the end of the month, man. I give you a prize. Just a little incentive for calling my show and, me showing my appreciation for you guys calling. So if you want to talk sports, man, give me a call. 1-347-855-8034. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to get on these NBA playoffs and how they're heating up. Give me a call.
Sometimes your boy misunderstood, Same dollar, They peep the way I'm wired, it ain't quite what they accustomed to. Come for what I earn, and I won't accept a substitute. So persistent with it, I'm a little bugaboo. Never let nobody pick and choose when they loving you. Play the cracks by habit, that's the position that I didn't master. Exercise my mind, if they got questions, I got answers. Stand and scrape the sky, cause my antenna's up like antlers. Drive my nuts like an OG, got hair on them, surrender. I'm really from the streets, but I don't look the part. Pressure on me, feel the heat. I don't take it to the heart. I be showing love for free. By design, this is art. High or low, I keep it G. Been that way from the start. I hang around older cats to stimulate my mental. 5 years in the league, to say the least, and been eventful. The greatest teams assembled, that ain't really what I'm into. They know so much about me, yet I'm still so suspenseful. I don't think I'm Nate Speed. Hate the way I speak my mind. Toes down, both feet. I'm 4x25. I don't see what they see. How the blind lead the blind. Boy, I'm like a safety. Sitting way beyond the line. I don't think I'm Nate Speed. Hate the way I speak my mind. Toes down, both feet. I'm 4x25. I don't see what they see. How the blind lead the blind. Boy, I'm like a safety. Sitting way beyond the line.
Life is
crucial like the club on Bankhead. Riding with the toaster cuz they didn't want to break bread. I heard you tried out last year and got cut. Work hard off season, come back next year and start. Yeah. No bluffing, all you talking is nothing. Falling out with no budget. Do this verse without cursing. She rather diamonds than purses. Anyone working this mediocre, we want more. 24/7 so you can see what is in store. Today was a good day. It came out with new things. I came out to shoot J's. A shoot out in broad day. Yeah, report live from the blacktop.
All right, welcome back to Sports Chat with T-Wash, your man T-Wash on the mic. I'm about to give you guys my NBA rundown, then we're going to get off into these NBA playoff matchups if the playoffs started today. So last night's scores, you have Philadelphia beating Orlando, and Philadelphia happens to be the team that I root for. My man Joel Embiid, one of the best big men in the league. I love his game because he reminds me of Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, dude has all the moves. He got nice post moves. He can make things happen in the paint. He can shoot 15-foot jump shots. He can shoot three-pointers. He can make his free throws. He rebounds. He blocks shots. I mean, the dude is a total package. He even does Euro steps. I mean, when do you see a 7-foot-1, 7-foot-2 dude do Euro steps and make the shots? So, you know, I like to give props to Joel Embiid. You also have Ben Simmons, one of the top rookies. He may get Rookie of the Year, but he's going to have a challenge from that young man out of Utah, Donovan Mitchell, for that Rookie of the Year crown. But like I said, Embiid has 17 points, 9 boards, 3 assists. The leading scorer for Orlando was Rodney Purvis. Wow, he made it to the league. He used to play at UConn, and he had 19 points. Then you have Memphis getting dog-walked by the Charlotte Hornets, I'm sorry. Still thinking they're the Bobcats, the Charlotte Hornets. Memphis was led by Tyreke Evans with 16.7 boards, 4 assists. Kemba Walker had a game last night, people. I mean, this dude had 46 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, and hit 9 three-pointers. It's almost like he turned back to cardiac Kemba when he played at UConn, when he led them to the national championship about, what, 5 years ago maybe? 5, 6 years ago? Something like that. But Kemba Walker had a game. Then you have the Lakers losing to the New Orleans Pelicans. Lakers had 125. The Pelicans had 128. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope led the Lakers with 28 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. And one of the most disappointing rookies. I mean, he has his games where he does okay. Then he has his games where he play like crap. And I put this dude as Rookie of the Year coming into the year. I put Lonzo Ball to win Rookie of the Year. I thought he would. But I don't know, man. He's starting to look more and more like a bust. I mean, one thing definitely showing, he's going to have to change his shot, man. This summer, Lonzo Ball has to work on his shot. And they got to bring in a shooting coach or something because that shot not working, man. It's too funky. I mean, this cat shot 1 of 12 from 3 last night. I mean, his all-around game is okay. The dude, he can rebound. He's 6'6", so he should be able to rebound at that guard spot. But he can rebound, and he can pass it. He finished the game with 6 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but as a point guard, you got to be a weapon out there. You got to be a threat to the opposing defense. And it's like right now, he's not a threat. I mean, teams literally let this dude shoot. He'll be standing there wide open. Everybody would be crowding the paint, and he's literally standing out there alone to shoot three-pointers. That's how horrible he is as far as his shooting. Teams are letting him shoot. They're like, look, man, we're going to let you. If you're going to beat us, you beat us. We're going to let you shoot. We don't even care. You watch a Laker game and watch Lonzo Ball when he shoot. Most of the time, they uncontested. They wide open looks. But his shooting is so horrible, they just giving it to him. And that's not good. Anthony Davis, man, this dude has been a beast. He's been a beast since DeMarcus Cousins went down with that season-ending Achilles tendon tear. Anthony Davis has been a monster, man. This dude had 33 points, 9 boards. I mean, he's doing it all. He's literally leading the Hornets. I mean, I'm sorry, the Pelicans, you know, to the upper stages of the Western Conference. I mean, this dude is a monster. He could do it all. He can handle the ball. You know, most people don't know. When he was younger, he played point guard. He just happened to shoot up and grow to, like, you know, a 6'10", you know, player. But before that, he played the point guard. So Anthony Davis has point guard skills. He handles the ball. He could play in the inside. He has a post game. He could shoot. He has a jump shot. He makes occasional threes. He can shoot free throws at high percentage. The dude's a monster. Hometown hero Etuan Moore finished with 13 points. You know, I had to bring him up because he's our hometown hero. Those of us that's from the East Chicago, Gary, Indiana area, you know, much props to Etuan Moore. He's representing the city, you know, very well. So I had to say something about him. He had 13 points last night. Then you had the Detroit Pistons and Mr. Blake Griffin, Mr. Softy, as I like to call him. He had a triple-double. They lost to Houston last night, 100-96, and Blake Griffin finished with 21 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists. Eric Gordon led the Houston Rockets with 22, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. And Eric Gordon is the hometown hero for Indianapolis, the city I reside in right now. So much props to Eric Gordon, representing Indy, doing his thing in the pros. Guys, if you want to call and talk about anything, any sports topics, give me a call, 317-855-8034. You want to talk about the NBA? You want to talk about the NCAA and what's happening right now? The miracle run of Loyola? You want to talk about the NBA playoff chase? You want to talk about Major League Baseball? It's about to start up. We got numerous topics we could discuss. So give me a call, 1-347-855-8034. And like I was saying, it's an incentive now. I'm adding an incentive to call my, you know, calling into my show. The top caller of the month, you know, receive a gift from me. And, you know, that gift is going to represent my appreciation for your calls. You know, you have to call in. You have to, you know, throw out some good topics or give some good points on the topics I might present. And then we'll go for there. If you're the top caller, then you're going to receive a prize from me at the end of the month. So now that I'm giving you guys that extra incentive, hit me up, 1-347-855-8034. All right. Now, I was just talking about this kid. You know, I was talking about Ben Simmons and how he may win Rookie of the Year. But don't forget about this kid from Utah. Utah beat Dallas last night, 119-112. And that's Mr. Donovan Mitchell out of Louisville. I mean, this cat, he's been a monster since he came in. Athletic, in the starting lineup. He basically replacing the offense that Gordon Hayward, you know, took to Boston with him. Donovan Mitchell had 26 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists. Dallas was led by J.J. Barea with 23 points, 8 assists, and 2 boards. But, yeah, keep an eye on Donovan Mitchell. He might be a fun watch if they can hold on to that last spot in the playoffs. It might be fun watching him play against Houston. In the last game of the night, you had Atlanta losing to Sacramento 90-105. Atlanta was led by Isaiah Taylor, 18 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I have no idea who he is, but he led them in scoring last night. I mean, Atlanta's tanky, so. Probably a bunch of no-name guys on probably a bunch of G League players that came up that's playing on their squad right now anyway. So really don't matter. The Sacramento Kings is led by Kostas Koufos. He had 14 points, 11 boards, and 3 assists. So really not much to say about this game. But now I'm about to get off into these playoff matchups. Okay. In the Eastern Conference, as of right now, the current matchup would be Toronto Raptors against the Milwaukee Bucks. And this may be a good series. Currently, I mean, Toronto is winning the season series 2-1. And, you know, Toronto has Kyle Lowry. They have that good backcourt of Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. They got a bunch of foreign guys on their team. You got Jakob Poeltl, who played it in at the University of Utah. He blocks shots and things like that. They got Serge Ibaka. He's not quite the defender he used to be when he was Oklahoma City, but he's steady. The biggest improvement on their team to me is Fred VanVleet, point guard out of Wichita State. I mean, he's basically their sixth man. He comes in and does a great job for Kyle Lowry. I mean, VanVleet, he can run the team. He makes open threes. He's a good free throw shooter. The issue with Toronto is they play good during the regular season, and in the playoffs they tend to choke. So, I mean, they made the Eastern Conference Finals last year, which was great. I'm sorry, that was an accident. They made the Eastern Conference playoffs, which was great, but, you know, it seemed like they folded under pressure, especially when they play LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And until I see proof that they can, you know, beat Cleveland in a seven-game series, I'm not going to say that they're going to come out of the East all because they're one seed. I don't think the seeding even matters to Cleveland because LeBron believes that they could beat any team in the East. I believe that the matchup in the East that'll be better for Cleveland will be against Boston. I mean, you got the Kyrie Irving, LeBron James beef. You got that history. That'll make it an interesting series. Gordon Hayward is a chance. Gordon Hayward might come back. They haven't ruled it out completely. So that would be interesting. Now, the loss of Marcus Smart, you know, they're saying he may be done for the season. That probably would be a killer because he's one of your team's best defenders. You know, the rookie Jason Tatum's balling. You know, LeBron's playing the best basketball I've seen him play in years. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how these playoffs end up shaping out. But I have another call, so let's see who this is. What's going on? The Sports Chat with T-Wash. Who's calling?
This is the Idaho Kid.
All right. What's going on, Idaho Kid? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was just listening to your show tonight, and I wanted to call in and make a comment. You were mentioning about Loyola One.
Yes.
That's a Cinderella team. That's good. Do you think they'll win the next game if they play? I mean, when they play, what, Saturday, tomorrow night, or whatever?
Yeah, they play Kansas State, and I do believe that they can beat Kansas State. Yeah, I mean, I can remember in your other calls before how you tell me you love the underdog. Well, this would be the ultimate underdog story because they are a number 11 seed, and the tournament has been so crazy, Idaho Kid. I mean, you had a number one seed lose to a 16. That's never happened. So, in my opinion, this tournament is wide open. And if a number one seed can go down to a 16, who's to say that a number 11 seed, which is Loyola, can't win the national championship? So, I'm rooting for Loyola to take it all away. I'm rooting for them to beat Kansas State tomorrow, make it to the Final Four, and win those two games there. At least that's what I'm hoping. I'm going to be rooting hard for them.
Well, yeah, that sounds good. You know, any team out of the Chicago area that can win a game, that's a good thing, getting back to the Cubs. Anyway, that was really, really excellent that the elderly fan there, they showed on television, Loyola won for her. However, they only won by 1 point. So do you think they will actually beat Kansas? Kansas number one, correct? Yes.
Yeah, it's Kansas State, not Kansas. They would have played Kansas, that would be in the Final Four if Kansas win their game tonight. They've been on a miracle run. I mean, all three games, they literally won by last-second shots. All three of them.
Right.
So, you know, the gods, the sister Jean, she must be praying to the gods, and, you know, the gods are with them. But it's crazy because she had them picked to lose in the Sweet 16, which was the game on Thursday. She had picked them to lose in her bracket. So, you know, she was wrong about that one. And so now she's saying she just wants them to go as far as they can go. And like I said, this tournament is wide open. So I'm not going to sit here and say that they can't win at all. We've seen the number 16 go down. I mean, number 16 be the number one. And we never thought that would happen. It's never happened, ever. But it happened this year. So I wouldn't be shocked if them, as a number 11 seed, was to win the national championship.
Okay, no, I can understand your thinking about it. You're probably right. They probably said that sister that was praying for them, you know, prayer really does change things. Let me ask one other quick question, right quick. The game tonight, besides Loyola, still has to go through, what, Duke and Purdue if they win out. So what about, you mentioned Purdue last week, I believe it was. Do you think Purdue will go all the way? Who are they playing, Texas Tech or something like that tonight? Do you think they'll be a victorious tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but yeah, Purdue's my school that I root for.
Right.
Texas Tech is going to be a tough game. Without Isaac Haas, their big man who broke his elbow, they said that the students at Purdue, you know, Purdue is an engineering school. So they said the students at Purdue made him some kind of special brace that would allow him to play. And the NCAA has approved it. So the NCAA is saying he can play, but their coach, Matt Painter, is saying that if he can't function properly on the court, he's basically not going to let him play. And he's saying as of now, he still can't do things on the court that would allow him to play. So I don't know if he's going to be playing tonight or not. I mean, the game comes on at 10. So I would love to turn on the game and see him on the court. I mean, even though even if he was to be on the court, we don't know how effective he's going to be, you know, because that broken elbow is his shooting arm. It's his right arm. So he'll be playing with one hand. He will have to do everything left-handed. So I don't know how effective he would be. And Texas Tech is very athletic. And I'm afraid that the Boilers may lose tonight. And I picked them to lose in the Sweet 16. But just like Sister Jean, you know, Sister Jean picked Loyola to lose in the Sweet 16. And she was wrong. I hope I'm wrong tonight and that the Boilers win. I mean, it would be great. I would love to see the Boilers get to the Elite Eight and eventually make the Final Four, but without Haas, I don't think they're strong enough. Without a healthy Haas, I don't think they're strong enough because Texas Tech is a very athletic team who could do things. You know, their point guard play is great. They got a lot of good wings. And in my opinion, the Boilers, they need to make their threes tonight. If they can make their threes and run that motion offense they run at a pristine type of fashion, then I think the Boilers will have a good chance to win tonight. Oh, well, I lost Sam. Idaho Kid dropped. I have another caller online. Let's see who this is calling. What's going on? This is Sports Chat with T. Wash. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Q from EC.
What's going on, Q?
I was calling to see, well, actually, did you start talking about Michigan yet?
Nah, but we can, if that's what you want to talk about. Remember, man,
you're
open to talk about whatever topics you want. You want to talk Michigan,
yeah.
You know how they destroyed Texas A&M?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really see the whole game, but I turned after I saw them hitting all those three-pointers. And I think now they're my favorite to win it all.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it, man. I wouldn't doubt it. The way that they looked, I mean, these dudes, in the first half, they hit like 10 threes as a team for the game. I swear it was like they had to hit about 20 threes as a team for the game. Everybody was hitting. Even, dude, look, what made it so bad was even at the end, you know, at the end they put in the, you know, the players that's not really great. Even some of those guys were hitting threes like towards the end of the game. So that just tells you, you know, Michigan was on the ball. I love that big man, Mo Wagner, the German dude. He's good, man. You know, I see them personally because they're in the Big Ten, and they beat my Boilers in the Big Ten championship game. So I know how good Michigan could be. And, you know, when they won that Big Ten championship, I told my brother-in-law, I was like, look, man, Michigan good enough to win it all. So I wouldn't doubt it if they, you know, if they could win it. I wouldn't doubt it at all. You know, they got to play Florida State tomorrow. I think they could beat Florida State. You know, they play Florida State to go to the Final Four, and I think they could do that.
Yeah. Which bracket are they in?
They're in the West bracket. And the game, the Elite Eight game tomorrow has them playing Florida State. Winner goes on to the Final Four.
Final. Okay.
Yep, they're in the West bracket. And the team I'm rooting for, Loyola, they play Kansas State tomorrow to go to the Final Four. I mean, look, we've seen the number 16 seed be the number one. Like I was telling the Idaho kid, the last caller, we've seen a 16 be the one. Why not a 11 win the whole thing? And Loyola's a 11. I mean, but you got to wonder, though, how long is their luck going? I mean, I don't want to say, well, it is kind of luck. Because literally all three games they won by last second shots.
Yeah.
How long is that going to last? You know, one of these victories they have need to be kind of convincing, you know, to really like cement that they are a good team that's well-rounded enough to win the championship.
Yeah. Yeah, luck can only get you so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of believe that they luck going to run out in the Final Four, but I think they're good enough to beat Kansas State tomorrow.
Yeah.
And right now on TV, you got Villanova playing West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Kansas game. I'm actually waiting for Purdue and Texas Tech.
Yeah, they come on at 10 o'clock. Yeah, Kansas, I see Kansas is up 18-15. Kansas tends to choke, so I'm gonna say Clemson gonna beat Kansas because Kansas tends to choke.
Well, this number 10 guy from Clemson, he's playing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have an answer for him right now. But yeah, so what do you think about the NBA season so far?
Oh, man, it's been interesting. I was just, like, breaking down these playoff matches. If the playoffs started today, I was just breaking down the matches going on. I just broke down the Toronto-Milwaukee matchup. You know, I was talking about how Toronto tends to choke in the playoffs. But the thing is, it's like Milwaukee, they have talent, but they don't play good together. So I can't say that Milwaukee would upset Toronto in the seven-game series. You know, so I think Toronto will win that. Yeah, that's true. You know, then you got that matchup of Boston and Miami. You know, that's the number two and the number seven. I think Boston will beat Miami in the seven-game series, but I think Miami will play them tough. You know, Miami has those tough-minded players. You know, Goran Dragic, he could be a monster sometimes. You know, so I mean, the loss of Deion Waiters hurts Miami, though, because before he got hurt, Deion Waiters was, like, on his way to most improved player of the year.
Yeah.
But I think Boston will beat them. The thing that hurt Boston, though, I don't know if Marcus Smart is going to be out for the whole year, but they say he got hurt.
Yeah,
he tore
a ligament in his thumb or something.
Yeah,
like that.
In his thumb, yeah, so I don't know how that's going to affect him, but they need him, man, because he's, like, their best defender. And, you know, another thing I was talking
about
is that the Cavs, LeBron James is balling out his mind. I'm going to give him that. You know, Kevin Love is back. So we got to see how they're going to mesh now with the trade line additions plus Kevin Love. We got to see how they're going to mesh. I mean, they looked good the other night. But
who would they play in the first round?
They have Washington. The way it's set up right now, Cleveland's the three. Washington the six. So they'll be playing John Wall and Bradley Beal. And truthfully, we got to see how the Wizards going to look.
I think Washington can beat
them. You do?
I think they can beat the Cavs. I think the Cavs
really?
Are kind of vulnerable right now. They got, like, the guys that they have that they just picked up, they aren't playoff savvy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, Larry Nance
you know,
and Clarkson and –
yeah.
George Hill has got the playoff experience, but
just him. But
yeah,
like you know, guys that they'll really need. Is it Rodney Hood?
Yeah, Rodney Hood and Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr.
He has a little.
Yeah, those guys they don't have experience. Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah
I don't have much.
Well, Rodney Hood
that,
actually been in the playoffs.
Rodney Hood has
a little bit,
Jack.
But Larry Nance and Clarkson don't.
No, and you gotta you know. Turn it up a notch in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe LeBron
now,
can, you know, help him do that. But
well, you know
he
will. You know LeBron makes everybody better, so he'll make them better. But I don't know, man. I mean, Washington, I think Washington need to see how they're going to play with John Wall being back. Because, you know, with John Wall being out, that 6'7 foreign point guard has been steady, man. They've been playing better without him. That Sadoransky dude, I can't think of his first name, but he's the starting point guard while John Wall been gone. And he's 6'7".
Yeah.
And Bradley Beal's been playing better. Yeah. He's tall, man. He's like 6'7 point guard.
Sadoransky.
Yeah. He's like 6'7". He's like a 6'7 point guard. Yeah, he's like a 6'7 point guard. And they've been playing good without John Wall. So I'm interested to see, you know, how they're going to look when John Wall come in and they take him out of the starting lineup, put John Wall back in. Is everything going to mesh the way it's been? Because he's been making everybody better. That Morris twin been balling. Bradley Beal is scoring more and playing better now. I mean, the guy, he has a great assist-to-turnover ratio. He rarely turns the ball over. Whereas, you know, John Wall, he might have about 6 or 7 turnovers in the game. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how, you know, how that's going to mesh when John Wall get back. But I don't know, man. I mean, LeBron, Washington is one of those type of teams that LeBron owned. I mean, LeBron used to own them when he had his first stint in Cleveland. You know? So, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I think truthfully, the only threat to Cleveland in the 7-game series is Boston in the East. I think they'll beat Toronto because the simple fact they're in Toronto's head. Toronto should have beat them the other night. Toronto was whooping their tail, and they blew it. You know what I mean? And you know they had to be thinking like, well, damn, what do we do? How do we beat this dude? We can't beat LeBron. We had him, and then we blew it. So that's what I'm saying. Toronto is kind of like how I feel about James Harden and Chris Paul. Until I see them do it when it matters most, I'm going to believe that they're going to choke. That's how I feel about James Harden.
I think this is their best chance. I think the Rockets' best chance is this year. Unless, you know, they get a huge acquisition during the summer. But I think this might be their best year because Clint Capella has opened my eyes a lot because he's been playing pretty good. Plus, threes out of the wazoo. So,
I agree.
You can't go wrong with that. I mean,
I agree.
Can go toe-to-toe with Golden State if need be when it comes to shooting.
They beat them in the season series, too. They beat Golden State. But I get in a debate with my brother-in-law about the Golden State-Houston matchup all the time. You know, until I see it in the playoffs where Chris Paul or James Harden don't choke, I'm not going to believe that they could beat Golden State in a 7-game series. I need to see it because, you know, and my beef goes back to James Harden to 2012 when he played for Oklahoma City and they had a big three and he just completely disappeared in the finals and played the scariest I've ever seen him play in my life against LeBron James and the Miami Heat. I mean, I've never seen James Harden pass up wide open threes. It's like he didn't even want to play. And Russ and Durant needed him that series, and he didn't show up. And ever since that, to me, James Harden has been a choke artist. You know, don't get me wrong, James Harden has great regular seasons. You know, and that fact, he kind of reminded me of Peyton Manning with, you know, how Peyton Manning was with football. Peyton Manning was the greatest regular season quarterback. But when playoffs came around, Peyton Manning choked. And that's kind of how I feel about James Harden, you know, and Chris Paul. Chris, there's no excuse why Chris Paul shouldn't have made it to a West Finals with those Clipper teams he had. Those were some of the most talented teams, man, but he couldn't get them to a finals. They would lose in the first round or the second round, you know, so that's why.
Because he was
James
the
Harden
only one with some heart on the clip when he was on the Clippers. Everybody else was, you know, they didn't have
kind
of heart he
had. I agree with you with Blake Griffin, you know, Mr. Softy. DeAndre Jordan was tough, though. J.J. Redick was tough.
He's too one-dimensional.
Yeah.
He's like another Dwight Howard. Well, I can't say that now about Dwight Howard. But
Dwight balling.
I mean, if you're not throwing DeAndre Jordan alley-oops, he's nothing. He might get a few rebounds, but when it counts, you can't count on him, and he's the biggest person on the court. So, and he has no skill, which is bad.
Yeah, I would agree
Dwight
with that.
Dwight Howard back in the day. They didn't have
anybody. I agree. But, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about James Harden and Chris Paul, though, man. I mean, I understand they're balling out. They're having a great regular season. And they do have three-point threats, you know. But are those threes going to fall for the whole seven-game series? Is Eric Gordon going to make six, seven threes for a game for the whole series? Is Trevor Ariza going to make his two or three threes for the whole seven-game series? You know, is Ryan Anderson going to make his three or four threes for the whole series against Golden State? That's the thing. Are they going to be able to shoot at a high clip? Now, if they can shoot at a high clip for the whole series, then, yeah, they will beat Golden State. Because I don't think Golden State going to be able to shoot at a high clip for the whole series.
They might, but Eric Gordon, he did when he played against Central High School.
oh yeah, I remember that. He sure did.
I had that 30, one in the chamber. Seconds. I had to let it go.
Oh yeah, I gave a shout out to him earlier, you know, because I basically did my NBA rundown where I did the scores of last night game, and he had 13 points last night.
Man.
You know, so you know. Well, no, I'm sorry, that was Etwan. Etwan had 13 points last night because I had to give a shout out to him. Eric Gordon had like 18 points last night.
Are the Pelicans still in the playoff race?
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. Let me tell you, they match up right now. If the playoffs started, the Pelicans are the four seed, man. Pelicans are 43-30. The Pelicans are rising up, dude. The Pelicans are the four seed. The four.
They're the fourth seed.
The West.
The fourth seed.
The fourth seed, man.
I need to come under my rock because I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Dude, Anthony Davis had 33 points and like 14 boards and like 7 assists last night, man.
He's
a monster.
A phenom.
Yes.
He's,
Yes. Yes, man. Yeah,
phenom.
They're in the fourth seed. And the way it's set up right now, if the playoffs started today, they'll be playing Oklahoma City. And I think they would beat Oklahoma City.
Oh, I think they would beat them, yeah.
I think they would beat Oklahoma
City.
They're
too inconsistent.
Yes. Carmelo just don't mesh, man. I don't think Carmelo.
Who's
that?
Who is Carmelo?
Yeah. I don't know who he is anymore because he don't. Yeah, he's not working for Oklahoma.
Who is
City.
That?
I think.
What team does he play for?
I don't know. The way he's looking, he like he need to play for retirement, man. That's how he's looking.
I look for him when they have the scores on ESPN, and I never see his line, you know.
Yes, Dave Anderson. The Pelicans are balling, and I'm talking on the phone to Quince right now, calling my show. I had to bust Dave out like that, man. Dave just texted me saying, Pelicans what? Yeah, the Pelicans are good, man. You should be calling in to talk about this, man. You texted me. But, yeah, Pelicans 43-30, dude. And like I said, I think they would beat Oklahoma City.
Is Dave listening?
He probably is. Yeah, I think he is because he just texted me, said, Pelicans, what? Man, it's cool hearing you guys. That's what I'm saying. Dave needs to be calling, man.
Hey, well, Dave, I might need an email from you in a few days.
we done turned my show into my job now, man.
No, that's all. I'm trying to be subtle.
Okay, yeah. All right, man. Let's get back to sports,
subtle.
Man.
Yeah.
Dave, you got the message, man. You got the message, Dave. okay, let me ask you this, man. now you know I root for Philly, man, and the way it's set up now.
Oh, yeah.
You heard those comments that Paul Pierce made. Paul Pierce made the comment saying that Philly would beat Cleveland in the seven-game series if they played in the playoffs.
I think so.
I don't agree with it, man. I would hope so,
especially
being that I'm a Philly
if
fan.
If they get Markelle Fultz back, who can't
shoot
over his He can't shoot off his hand.
Man, dude,
that's not
Fultz,
funny,
just don't sit out, man. Dude, what the hell happened to him, dog? I don't understand.
He was
injured. Dude, how could you not shoot? Yeah, but
he was
injured. Did he break his arm? Did he break his arm and nobody talked about it?
He had some kind of like rare condition where like fluid would build up in his shoulders or something like that, and he couldn't raise it.
Well, dude. They be showing him practice, and dude, he still got his athleticism.
He can do it
now. They be showing him, he be dunking and stuff. Dude, he needs to get back in the game. You know, be like Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons can't shoot to save his life. You know, be like Ben Simmons and just go to the hole. And that's the thing that I can't say about Ben Simmons, dude. He can't shoot free throws. He can't shoot a jump shot, you know. But he'll give you a triple-double.
Magic Johnson couldn't shoot.
Yeah, that's true. He had that set shot. Yeah,
he had a set shot.
So you honestly think they would beat Cleveland in a seven game series? I mean, I would hope so, but I just don't think they
would. I mean, at this point, Cleveland, it's like they're kind of like the Oklahoma City of the East.
Yeah,
like they got good, you know, they got LeBron, but it's like to the games that they've lost during the regular season. You can't take that kind of mentality into the playoffs.
I don't know, man. I kind of think the addition of Kevin Love is going to make them stronger. You know, with Kevin Love being there, they look good against Toronto, man.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. They don't have the same team. Like, you know, they got LeBron, but they don't have the same team. It's not – they don't have that same consistency. It's like – you know, well, we got LeBron, and we're going to automatically play better. But that shouldn't be the case. So, I think Philly, if Philly gets hot, they have J.J. Redick, and, you know, all you got to do is run him off some screens. He's not going to do anything else. But
Well, let me tell you this, man. With being a Philly fan and being that I watched a lot of Philly games this year, and I went to the Philly Pacers game, the thing that kills the Sixers, man, they too young. They turn the ball over. They got to be – I think they the worst turnover team in the NBA, man. They turn it over too much. And that's what's going to bite them in the butt in the playoffs. And the way it's set up, playoffs start today, they'll play the Pacers. I think the Pacers would beat them because they turn the ball over too much. And that's the reason why I think that they would lose to the Pacers, man. Dude, they turn it over too much. And like you said, you know, if J.J. Redick could get it going, but who knows? He have his games when he's off. You know, only consistency is Embiid. I mean, Ben Simmons is going to get you damn near a triple-double, but they might be low numbers for that triple-double. Or they might be mid numbers for those triple-doubles. And he's going to turn the ball over. And then – all you got to do when the game's on the line is do the hack of Ben. They doing the hack of Ben now, man. They hack him and put him on the line. Because he's like a horrible – dude, he shoot like 40% from the line. I mean, it's horrible. That the Pacer game me and my wife went to, he missed like 8 free throws, man. And he misses them horribly. I know. Especially when you the ball handler. You the primary ball handler. You got to be able to make free throws, man. And I think that's why they would lose to the Pacers, man. I mean, like I said, I would love to see them come out the East. Why not? But it's not going to happen, man. They too young.
Yeah, they need some seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the next couple of years, man.
As long as they make the playoffs. Once you make the playoffs and, you know, even if they lose, they'll kind of hopefully – if they lose, they can get that, you know, that playoff experience that, like I said before, it's a totally different game. You know, you gotta play tougher, you gotta hit free throws, and you know, you gotta have that game where you put yourself on the map.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like a lot of other teams have.
Hey, man, I've added an incentive to my show, man, to try to get people to call. And, you know, if whoever calls, you know, and could give good points.
You giving away gift cards?
Yeah, I'm gonna give away a gift, man, at the end of the month to the top caller, man. So look, I wrote you down, man. So, you know, if people call faithfully, you know, every Friday, man, they call in with some good topics, make some good points on some of the topics I might throw out, then, dude, you could be a top caller, man. And then I'll give you a prize at the end of the month. It could be a gift card. It could be some basketball cards. It could be whatever. It's going to be of my choosing, though, man. But, yeah, so I'm putting your name down, man. You, Idaho,
hey, man.
Hey, and I had somebody call me from New York, man. I can't remember his name.
Hey, I don't want no cards from Toys R Us because you know they're going out of business, right?
Yeah, man. Hey, last minute toys for your kids, man. Man, I forgot my man from New York to call, man. I had a guy from New York that called, man. We talked for about 25 minutes, man. He was talking about the Yankees. We were talking about the Jets, you know. Of course, he said he hated the Patriots. We talk about some everything, dude. I can't remember his name, man.
Well, I got one last topic, a question.
I'm going to put my New York guy.
The draft. Like, I'm still kind of skeptical about the Colts, how they traded away their number three pick.
That just tells me that they don't – They don't know who they want to get. I don't think they planning on getting nobody that's projected to be at the top of the draft, man. That would have sounded like to me. And dude, they got a lot of picks from the Jets, man. They got a lot, dude. So you know, hopefully
they
those picks will be enough to build them back up, man.
Pulled a Boston Celtics. So that could be the case. I mean, the Celtics.
So what do you think they go
to
at that number six?
About three teams. The Celtics robbed about three teams for draft picks.
I know.
So,
what do you think the Colts
going
to do with that number six spot?
Hopefully they draft somebody for the offensive line and then find a running back or two.
Yeah, they need
him. And
need
go all defense. Well, I would get one more offensive lineman and go. I would get a top offensive lineman, a running back, and go defense or, you know, another offensive lineman, something like that. But they need a running back and a offensive line.
Yeah, I agree.
Somebody
knows
what they're doing.
I'm shocked that you brought up the Colts and not the Bears, man, and the moves they've been making.
I'm a Chicago Bears fan, but I have no faith in them whatsoever. So, that's all. That's still up for debate. But I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone. It was a joy calling in to my favorite sports talk show. And
man. And you got to relay a message over the airways and everything, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yeah, dude. You on the list, man.
All right.
On the list. All right, man. I'll talk to you. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's my man Q. And, you know, like I was saying, I'm adding an extra incentive for you guys to call in to my show, man. I need you guys. I need you guys' input. I need you guys to call in, chat it up with me, talk about these here sports that's happening in the world right now. I mean, like I said, it could be the topics I throw out there. It could be topics that you may have. It don't matter. As long as it pertains to sports, man, we could discuss it. We could throw it out here on the airwaves for everybody to discuss, everybody to talk about. So that extra added incentive is top caller for the month, man. If you call my show faithfully on Fridays, you know, make some good points on the topics I throw out or throw out some topics, you know, that you may want to discuss, then I hook you up with a prize at the end of the month, man. So I'm trying to add some incentive, man, to get you guys to call in and talk with me. I feel lonely sometimes on these airwaves, man. And I know I got a lot of people out there that I know personally that love to talk sports with me off the airway. So it's like, why talk to me off the airway about sports when you could call in to my show and support me and talk about some sports at the same time? What's going on? It's Sports Chat with T-Wash. Who's calling?
This is Idol Kid again. I'm sorry I got cut off a while ago.
Don't worry about it, Idol Kid. You on the list, though. You're on the list for top caller of the month.
Okay, well, listen, this is my second call. Do I get 2 points for today?
Hey, I'll give you two checks. I'm going to give you two checks, seriously. I'm going to give you two checks. Two checks, yep. Oh. Yep, you sure do.
Okay, if I had time, I'll call again, but the time is short. But listen, we were discussing the playoff games tonight. Two games I want to ask you about. We'll see. Okay, you think that Texas Tech will beat Purdue, and you think Kansas will beat Clemson, correct?
Yeah, as of right now, Kansas is beating Clemson 35-27 with 1 minute left in the first half. Yeah, I think Kansas is going to beat Clemson. And unfortunately, I think my Boilers are going to go down to Texas Tech, yeah.
Okay. The other two games lined up tonight are West Virginia and Villanova, which is a game I'm watching now, actually. You think Villanova will pull that off?
Yeah, I'm watching it too. West Virginia just hit a three. The guard just hit a three to give them a 25-24 lead. West Virginia is a tough defensive-minded team. If they could lock up Devontae Graham – I'm sorry, not Devontae Graham. I'm thinking about Kansas. If they can knock up Jalen Brunson, number one, who just shot the ball, if they can force him to have a bad game and not let Mikal Bridges, their other star, you know, play a mind-blowing game, then I think West Virginia has a chance to win. But if I want to put my money on, I want to say Villanova's going to win just because they're more seasoned. They're more seasoned than West Virginia, you know, to make it far in the tournament. So I guess I got to go chalk and go with the number one seed to win tonight.
Okay, well, one more game. That Syracuse-Duke game. Duke is ranked number two, Syracuse 11. They'll be like playing the championship all over again. Who do you think will pull that one off tonight?
I'm going with Syracuse because I just don't like Duke. I mean, I'm just calling it like I see it. But Duke has a good team. You know, they're freshman laden. They have a freshman laden team. And their freshmen are like the top freshmen in the country. So my heart is telling me that heart wants Syracuse to win, but my brain is telling me Duke's going to win.
Okay, that sounds good to me too.
I really can't answer it.
I know it's like the championship game all over again. But you know something, I don't like Duke. It's not for any personal reason. It's just because they're so dominant, and I always pull for the underdog. So I hate Duke. I don't really hate Duke, but it's just I like to see them lose. You know what I mean? Because they're a good team. They're dominant, and yeah, you're right. They probably will win the game tonight. And as a matter of fact, I hope they will. I hope they beat Syracuse. But anyway, it's been a good playoff, Dylan. I enjoyed listening to your show tonight, and thank you for the opportunity of getting on the air tonight. And I'll be listening to you, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Idaho Kid. Make sure you call back next Friday so you get this call of the month.
Okay. Maybe I'll call back Thursday. But no. Anyway, sure, I'll do that. And thank you very much, and have a nice evening.
All right. Thank you, Idaho Kid.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
All right. Well, I got 12 seconds left. It's literally counting down right now. I want to thank all you guys who did call, my New Jersey guy, Q, and Idaho Kid. Thank you all for calling. I appreciate it very much.
I'm trying to make my nachos.